Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's the best division race in the National Football League, in the best division in the league. The Kansas City Chiefs are 9-1, tied for first with the Denver Broncos at 9-1. And it sets up a mini six-game schedule for a division title and playoff positioning. This week, it's a huge game as the Chiefs host the San Diego Chargers at Arrowhead, and we're going to get you ready. We'll go onto the helmet with Quentin Demps, the defensive back that's helped form the best secondary in the National Football League, and he's an outstanding kick returner. Our coach's corner features tight end coach Tom Melvin, who's done a great job in dealing with injuries and the development of both Sean McGrath and Anthony Fasano. And as Thanksgiving gets closer, we need to go turkey hunting on a hunting trip like you've never taken before. We're going to DeSoto, Kansas with Ryan Suckup, Thomas Gafford, and Dustin Colquitt. It's all coming up next here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
60 minutes, man. We at home, man. We got to bring it.
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby. We got to get in there.
It happens every August. New players come into training camp with a lot of expectations. And let's be honest, sometimes those expectations don't become reality. But for this 2013 Chiefs defense, a lot of them have. Specifically, Quentin Demps, who's made a big impact when the Chiefs go to their sub packages. Plus, he showed right away during the preseason he's an outstanding kick returner. Let's go on to the helmet with number 35, Quentin Demps.
The snap, looking left, pressured. He just floats it over the middle. The pass is intercepted at the 30-yard line. Playing center field, Quentin Demps has his third pick of the season, and Pryor makes his first mistake of the game.
Man, this defense is a great scheme. I love it a lot. I know Coach Sutton, man, does a good job of, you know, coming up with the game plan every week. This has allowed me to be free. We strive off of, you know, everybody getting to the ball. Everybody wanting the ball. You know, we throw it, like, anytime a walkthrough, man, we just throwing the ball around so everybody can feel it, man, and just get used to it coming to them. And so, man, we just strive off of getting to the ball, man, no matter what. If you're a D lineman, if you're a linebacker, run to the ball. You never know what's going to happen, man.
The Giants trailing 10-7, have 3rd and 19 from their own 11. And this Arrowhead Stadium crowd is in a fury.
So I think it's, what, 3rd down? I'm looking back and doing my responsibility. The receiver stopped running, and I was like, man, was he trying to throw the ball away? Well, I need this jump pick. So I was like, man, I just got to catch it. Got to make sure I catch it. Have to catch it. Couldn't drop it. It's too easy.
Back to throw is Eli Manning. Steps up. He's got time. He floats it over the middle of the field. Demps is going to intercept it at his own 40.
And sure enough, man, it dropped right to me. And I was just thinking score.
Kick is away. Returnable, taken 5 yards deep by Quentin Demps. He wants a right return at the 10. 15 explodes. He's at the 30. Tries to juke the kicker across the 40. Up at midfield, and Quentin Demps with an outstanding return into Philadelphia territory.
I think Coach Toad, man, I think he's an excellent coach. He does a good job, man, of putting us in position to make plays on teams and allowing us to be aggressive. You know, as a returner, man, you don't want your coach telling you to be passive, man. You want to be aggressive all the time. So he does a good job, man, giving us a green light and making sure we, make plays. Man, Coach Tubbs, he just tells us all the time, man, be aggressive. If it's 9 deep, bring it out. You know, so it's just encouraging, man. Well, Coach Reed, man, he does a good job of just putting it in perspective. You know, it's our first loss. Of course, it hurts. But all we can do is, you know, learn from it, get better from it, and focus on San Diego. Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback. Danny Woodhead, they got guys who can stretch the field, man, and score at any time. So we got to make sure we're on it and, come with it.
On the field, I hear them before the ball is snapped, loud. 3rd down is when they're at their loudest. And then sometimes, like, when it's clutch moments, it just kind of, I kind of block it out. I've known to block it out, but as soon as the play's over with, you hear them cheering and rooting us on, and it's just a great feeling.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. by Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, tight ends coach Tom Melvin will join me in an exclusive one-on-one. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will break down the keys to this divisional matchup between the Chiefs and Chargers in this week's Focus Point.
First losing Monday of the season. I don't think it's the end of the world. We knew a loss would come. We just don't remember what it felt like. Look, this is just a good old-fashioned loss. I mean, tip your cap to the Denver Broncos.
These are all things that we can learn from and get better at. That's as tough an environment as you're going to play in up there against as good a football team as you're going to play against. And it's a great experience. The positive part is you can learn from this, become a better football team than you were going in.
After 11 weeks, the Chiefs' unbelievable run has finally come to an end. The high-flying Denver Broncos proved to be too tough of a test on Sunday night, and the Chiefs were sent home with their first loss of the season. Though the winning streak is over, the heart of the schedule is just getting started, and the Chiefs have a pivotal division matchup on Sunday against the Chargers. Here are the three focus points for Week 12. First, the Chiefs' pass rush. After terrifying the rest of the league over the first 8 weeks of the season, the Chiefs have been unable to generate a sack or quarterback hit in the two games since. One reason why? Their opponents' renewed focus on running the ball. The Broncos and Bills had 36 and 38 rushing attempts respectively in their games against the Chiefs. No other Chiefs opponent has had more than 30 this year, and the average for the first 8 weeks of the season was 22. Forcing the Chiefs' pass rush to respect the ground game has had an effect on their ability to pressure the passer and will be something to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. Speaking of generating a pass rush, our second focus point is the Chargers' offensive line. The Chargers have experienced multiple injuries across the line over the first 10 games of the season and have featured five different starting offensive line combinations. First-round draft choice DJ Fluker is now playing left tackle after spending most of his time in the NFL and college at right tackle, and offensive guard Jeremy Clary has moved to right tackle to fill in that gap. This inconsistency has been problematic for a normally sound offensive line, as Phillip Rivers was sacked three times and hit six others in their 20-16 loss to the Dolphins in Week 11. Finally, Chargers missed tackles. The Chargers have had issues tackling throughout the 2013 season, but they haven't had as glaring of an example of their tackling woes as they did Sunday against the Dolphins. Charles Clay made several Chargers defenders miss en route to a 39-yard score midway through the third quarter, putting the Dolphins up 17-10 and giving them the lead for good. If Chiefs receivers can get the ball in space against the Chargers defense, it could mean big things for the Kansas City offense. As the season winds down, each game gets bigger and bigger, and this week's matchup is no exception. At 4-6 and coming off a three-game losing streak, the Chargers are pretty desperate for a win, and their playoff hopes are fading further each week. Meanwhile, the Chiefs look to respond after their first loss of the season and remain even with the Broncos at the top of the AFC West. So it looks like there's a lot on the line in Week 12.
Tom, first a compliment in the way that you've handled your position group. I want to ask you about the continued development of an Anthony Fasano or a Sean McGrath, and then dealing with the injuries you've had to deal with.
Well, we've been pretty fortunate with, Anthony's been in the league for a little while, so he's pretty steady, and more of what we dealt with, though, is getting the other kids up to speed, and Sean is a very bright young man, and he understands the game, and it was more of a communication issue. He had to figure out what we called the same things he's been doing, and he picked it up pretty quick, and that was unusual for him to function as well as he has. As quickly as we have.
As Denver's defense is going, who's this bearded dude? It's a 21-yard pass play to Sean McGrath.
In Andy's system, and you've been with Andy a long time, give us the perfect tight end, because you got to seem to get to do a little bit of everything. You ask a lot of your position.
The way you see this offense works, it's not necessarily there's a guy that you go out there and look for. It's more the guy that you have is going to, we're going to utilize his abilities as best he can. So some guys that are primary route runners will be very, very good in the passing game, and they'll have a lot of catches and runs and throws downfield.
Caught! Touchdown!
And there's other guys that'll be more of a hybrid that can do more of the run game, can do the shorter passing game, can move himself around a lot. So there's not one. You'd like one guy to be able to do it all, and there's maybe a handful in the league, four, maybe five total, that are that hybrid guy that could do both. So that's what you would love to have, but there are very few of those out there.
You've been with Andy a long time. It's been impressive what he's done here. He's changed mindsets. He's been as good psychologically as it has been X's and O's. What makes him tick, and what's it like to be on his staff again?
I'm very fortunate to have been able to come here with him, and you know, having known him since I was a young adult, and you know, he's been my mentor my entire career, and very grateful for what he's given me. But the one thing about him is that he hasn't changed. He's a good man to start with, and he's very steady. But one of the other things is about his communication. He's going to be upfront with you. You'll know exactly where you stand and exactly what you need to do to continue to improve. And it's not one of those where you're kind of wondering. He's straightforward with you, and it's not a lot of criticism. It's just, hey, look, this is what you got to do, and this is how, you know, I can help you do it better and whatnot. But he's very positive in what he does, and it kind of inspires everybody to continue to do more and more.
Final question. You've been involved in football at all levels. You were at the Link with all those Eagles fans. Big game this week with the Chargers, but what is it like for you to coach in this environment, this kind of spirit in an unusual, crazy stadium?
You're right. We played here, I think, twice when we were in Philadelphia, and it's a unique environment because it's an outdoor stadium and it's very loud. There are not a lot of those in the league. Most of the ones that are extremely loud are the indoor stadiums. And the fan base has been here and so loyal for so long that it's a neat environment because they are a part of it, and you could literally feel the ground and the stadium shake as the game goes on. And they're very much involved in it, and that's something that they're tuned into what's going on as the ebbs and flow of the game. That's kind of a neat heartbeat they've got.
Stay right here, because when we return, we're putting on the camouflage gear and grabbing some bows and arrows. We're going turkey hunting with the Chief Specialists. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Some of the most interesting personalities on this Chiefs roster are the specialists, punter Dustin Colquitt, place kicker Ryan Succop, and the snapper Thomas Gafford. They're inseparable on the field and off the field, particularly when it comes to hunting. Now, we brought back one of our alumni, former Chiefs quarterback Tony Adams, and we're going on a hunting trip to DeSoto, Kansas, as they let our 65 TPT crew put on the camo and head to the woods.
Thank you. The whole flying squirrel thing really started, what was it, about 3-4 years ago?
It was against Denver. Brian Dawkins was playing, but he sees Gafford go down and just basically spread out, flying squirrel style.
Right.
And was just like, dude, that white boy can roll.
Yeah.
And so, ever since then, we'd call him the flying squirrel just because the way he can cover punts.
Yeah.
He just kind of glides down the field really smooth. He sets little picks for guys.
It's an interesting tidbit.
Don't actually fly. They glide. Researchers in Missouri continue to learn more about this interesting creature. The only mammals that truly fly are bats.
Pretty cool.
My alarm clock, this was pretty cool. Paige actually set this up for me. She got it set up to where every time I wake up, it's Mitch holding this. Touchdown, Kansas City. And then, you know, selfishly, the other ones are Gafford to snap, Gordon to hold, and a Chiefs win.
I was thinking, you know, it'd be great as if we did get Mitch to do some of this commentary, and he would just go straight back with Discovery Channel with it, like.
And so, on this crisp morning, in the rugged terrain near DeSoto, Kansas, four Chiefs teammates, past and present, would see their attempts at a wild turkey fizzle as the sun rose. But while the turkeys rejoiced, the spirit of competition among these men refused to subside.
All right, well, we just finished up with our hunt. We had some birds coming in the area. We had a couple gobblers talking to us, just couldn't get them in quite close enough. But anyway, we didn't shoot anything today, so we figured we got to have a little competition. We're going to practice on a target, and Thomas is going to lead us off. So here we go.
I'll show y'all how it's done.
He got away.
Uh-oh, he got away. He got away.
Puppy.
There ain't no way. That bird is dead as a doornail.
Higher.
Higher? You told me low.
I know.
See, this is a coaching error, not a
remember
player error.
Remember, I said it was all fanned out. Are all snappers like this? Are they confrontational? I mean,
see, we tell them this all the time. We want it here, laces out, and you know.
No, you tell me where you want it, and that's where I put it. So apparently, you want to shoot 5 inches higher than I did. All right, well, see.
I think it's a dead bird, boys.
That's a good shot.
Thomas, come take a look at this.
Let's take a look.
Just got to show you where I was aiming.
A little far back.
A little back?
Yeah.
That cow is worried about it.
The way we're shooting the bird now, see how he's turned around the back? This is what me and Dustin look at when Thomas is snapping. So this is kind of what we're used to seeing. Hey, Thomas, why don't you stand up beside it and we'll...
There you go.
And we'll pick which one we want to shoot.
We'll figure out which one we're going to shoot here. He did.
I think we have a winner.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The drama builds. 6 weeks to go in the regular season. Kansas City tied with the Denver Broncos at 9-1 for the lead in the AFC West. My mantra all week has been play on. And this week, the Chiefs play on against the San Diego Chargers. Next week, it's the rematch with the Broncos. And we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.